Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, on you personally, you've been a big Trump surrogate, a heck of a race in New York with Kathy Hochul. I wish she had said what she said about the computer. But also, I mean, you were actually physically attacked during that.
Well, I'll tell you, she did say some loony things during the campaign, stuff like August of 2022, calling on Donald Trump and Lee Zeldin to get on a bus and move down to Florida. And it was a clear statement to Republicans, conservatives in the state that for challenging her, for disagreeing, that we're not welcome in New York. And there was stuff like that going on through the campaign. Nurses put out of a job for a personal decision not to get the COVID vaccine. Talking down to people who, I believe the public service is about serving the public rather than being served by the public. And yet, to your point, we did during the campaign experience at a rally July of 22 while I was campaigning near Rochester. Someone came on stage and had tried to attack me and disrupt the speech. And what was wild was the person who attacked me was actually immediately released on cashless bail within hours in the middle of the night, which is a whole other story. But, listen, we gave it a good run. We came up just short. Fortunately, we're able to get 11 House Republicans elected in the state, six freshmen in districts that Biden won, and it's great not having to deal with a Speaker Pelosi or Speaker Jeffries right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what's going on in New York? I'm not sure if you were there in the South Bronx. I think that was the greatest Trump speech, not going back to 2022, but opportunity, his persona breaking through. The polling is clear with African-American and Latino voters. We're seeing that so much so that President Biden and Harris are here in Philadelphia today at the same site, an historic black boarding school, Girard College. Your thoughts, their pitch is America is still discriminatory. What's your thought on it?
Well, I'll tell you one thought is there's no way they're going to get the crowd and energy that President Trump got in the South Bronx. And what's wild is that in the South Bronx, Joe Biden easily won, crushed the campaign in 2020. Democrats do every election in the Bronx. Because of the voter registration, it's so overwhelmingly Democrat. This should be an area where things are reversed, that somebody like Joe Biden shows up and he's able to fill up a venue and get passion and supporters, not the other way around. But President Trump is, it's right. He's making the correct call to, instead of just speaking to an echo chamber of people who support you most passionately, the people who are most likely to attend your rally and volunteer and support you in different ways, speaking to longtime Democratic voters who are getting burned by Democratic policies, they're disenfranchised by the Democratic Party, and they want to try something new. And the fact is that when these people look back on 4 years of President Trump being in office and compare it to what life's been like under Joe Biden, they say, you know what? My life, I felt safer. I lived life freer. There was more prosperity. And I want to be able to go back to that. And I think that people have a fresh look on President Trump's term in office, and they're saying, man, I took it for granted the first time. A lot of people regretting their vote for Joe Biden in 2020, and there's a big opportunity. But President Trump understands it's not going to just happen on its own. You have to go out and earn it. He's willing to do it, and these people are waiting with open arms for him to show up.
Now, the only antidote to that on the other side is lawfare. You've been there. Give us an idea, your personal takeaways from the Trump trial.
It's sick. This really is a Soviet-style show trial. You look at the way that the judge is giving the jury instructions, where President Trump still does not know. It's crazy to me. They finished the case. They finished closing arguments. They're done with jury instructions. The jury is deliberating. In order to convict President Trump of a felony, the jury has to find an underlying charge was committed. And the judge is not only allowing this to be unidentified, but he's actually telling the jury that they can all come up with their own underlying charge. They don't even have to agree with each other. It doesn't even have to be unanimous. Now, what should happen is when you first charge somebody, you're telling that person exactly what they're being charged with. And when you go into a trial, that person's defense counsel has the ability to defend their client against those specified charges. And the fact that the only way that they can possibly convict President Trump is by making up an underlying charge that has not yet been specified and only have to all agree with each other on it, that is insane. And that's just part of the reason why so many Americans see this as a political prosecution. And even folks who don't even like President Trump are calling this out for what it is. And God bless them for doing it, because they care about something bigger than all that. And I think that the supporters of President Trump will support him more intensely because of this trial. And I think a whole lot of people will be thinking a little differently the next time Joe Biden is talking about threats against democracy.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia today.
You got it. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.